It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Thursday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. We get together each and every Thursday right here on AM 930 WEOL to talk about what's happening on the mats. Yes, the wrestling scene in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Glad to bring it to you each and every Thursday right here on AM 930. Maybe you're listening on the mobile app or online at WEOL.com. All sorts of options for you as far as dialing in. Sean Bennett, as always, a pleasure to hook up with you. And, you know, before we get started on this radio show, my friend, I have to tell you, I've been down in Florida for the past week or so I was not able to do the weekly video. But this ugly mug of mine did not disappear, man. You and Bruce Bishop, I'll remember this. I'll remember this a long time, buddy.
I was going to say we missed you, but we really only missed you from the neck down this last week. So, I give credit to Bruce. That was his baby there, his idea. They kept growing as he's editing and you're all of a sudden you begin speaking in the video, and it was a good time.
I have to tell you, I was down in Florida visiting my dad and his lovely wife, and there's elderly people in their neighborhood. So as I was showing it to my dad and his wife Phyllis, all of a sudden there were other folks that wanted to see this. So it was great entertainment value in Homosassa, Florida, the past week. I can tell you that.
Awesome, that's good stuff. Glad we're reaching out past the borders of Ohio.
Well, hey, in Ohio, as we get back to our state, a lot going on the mat. So we've got a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah, and there's a couple big conference tournaments last week, which we did talk about with your head on the video. Elyria winning the Greater Cleveland Conference Tournament, Lorain finishing as runner-up of Lake Erie League. That's two great performances by the two Division I schools in the county. We're back at it this weekend with several conference tournaments. Elyria is going to be heading down to Columbus for the OHSA tournament. Yeah, it's jam-packed heading into this home stretch, so there's plenty to be talked about.
And a little bit later on in the show, normally we have a coach, but I'll tell you what, if you haven't been with us the past couple of years, Josh Lowe from intermatwrestle.com is going to be talking to us. You talk about a walking encyclopedia as far as the high school wrestling scene in the state of Ohio is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to me, I'm pretty knowledgeable and can talk to you just about any kid in Lorain County wrestling. I know the scene pretty well. There's a lot of guys who can talk that way about all of the kids in Ohio, which is insane. They can know everybody from every point of the Ohio. Josh is that way about every high school wrestler in the nation, United States. He's the national analyst for Intermat Wrestle. He can talk to you and tell you about kids at what tournaments they wrestled in, who they've beaten, who they haven't, about pretty much every big-name wrestler in the entire United States of America. So he is definitely an expert when it comes to high school wrestling.
I'll tell you what, it is amazing. So, again, he'll come up a little bit later on in the show. Josh Lowe, Intermat Wrestle. We'll take our first time out when we come back, and we'll take a quick look back as to what happened last week. Conference tournament action out there on the mat, so stay with us. Great to be back with you as far as our weekly wrestling recap is concerned. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. It's on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the app, online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our weekly edition of the Thursday Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. No, I'm not just a talking head on this show today. I'm actually in studio here at AM 930 WEOL. Glad to be bringing you this week's edition of their weekly wrestling recap. Sean Bennett has promised a couple of things to talk about as far as conference tournaments were concerned last week. And obviously, you know, things just keep rolling along for that Elyria High Pioneer wrestling program.
Right. Elyria went to Euclid for the Greater Cleveland Conference. That league is in its, as you know, third year of existence now. Elyria won its third straight title, so nobody's ever won that conference other than Elyria. And they won the last Northeast Ohio Conference tournament, so this was their fourth straight team championship, you know, as far as the league goes. They went in there with 12 wrestlers because they had two weight classes that they couldn't fill for the tournament, and they finished with 12 placers. Of the 12, 10 of those wrestlers made it into the finals. So only, you know, I mean, just basically a total domination by Elyria's part. And, you know, it was impressive, as it always is, to watch Elyria do what they do. But some of the performances, I mean, Colin Noel, we talked about in the story, because Colin Noel wasn't even expecting to be in the varsity lineup. Bryce Allison was penciled in as the starter at 106 pounds. Allison got hurt. Colin Noel stepped in. He's helped that team gain points in the state duels. He's helped that team in regular dual meets, you know, in the conference and in non-conference dual meets. And then he goes in and he wins that the 106-pound championship without surrendering 1 point.
Looking at the scores here, it's amazing.
Yeah, he opens with a 17-0 technical fall over Solon's Gavin Isaac in the quarterfinals, then beats Brunswick's Brandon Tarnai 6-0 in the semifinals, and wraps it up with an 11-0 major decision over Menor's Dominic Rico to win the title. And this is one of the guys that, you know, they just kind of like a surprise, hello. That's what happens when you have a program like that, you know. Elyria, just the guys that are waiting in the wings come in there and they just step it up, and it's always impressive to watch.
Well, and speaking of a program like that, I wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously Elyria is one of the premier programs in the state, so it's not surprising they win their conference tournament, but is there any program within the conference that is getting at the point where they can at least compete with an Elyria?
Well, I mean, there's several programs in that conference that have good wrestlers. They just don't have the same type of lineup.
Depth.
Yes. Right. I mean, there's Mentor, Brunswick, Medina. All those teams have several studs, but Elyria has a stable. I mean, they've built themselves, an entire, you know, team of good wrestlers. And even this year, a lot of people are like, they might be a little down because they lost five of their six starters in the upper half of their weight. And they've pushed a few guys up and this and that. And there are a few guys up there who, like I said, are a little bit newer to the elite level of wrestling. That, you know, they're not used to the Elyria style wrestling yet. I mean, those guys would probably be pretty good wrestlers on a lot of other teams, and on Elyria they find it a little bit harder to wrestle under that big spotlight that Elyria puts on there. But even up to the top, they're still, you know, Andrew Levis at 195 pounds won a title this weekend at the thing, and he's a first year starter. Who else? Luis Aguilar, who was a district qualifier last year, made it to the finals, and he's up there at 182. And these guys are up and filling some of those roles that the guys that were winning state titles last year are now gone. And these guys are going in those shoes, and they're winning conference titles, they're winning matches, and they're doing what Elyria needs to do to kind of keep competing and keep being at an elite level. So
they just keep reloading. It really is amazing. All right, and one other conference tournament to talk about, a respectable showing for Lorain High. The Titan wrestling program finishes second out of six at the Lake Erie League tournament.
And that's just like Elyria's one conference title after conference title over the recent years. Lorain's the same way. They go into that Lake Erie League tournament. They've got a solid program every year, and they finish second to Maple Heights, the host team, almost every year. It seems like Maple Heights is winning one, Lorain's winning two. I'm sure Mark Moss and them would like to get those last couple guys in place that maybe can give them the points they need to knock Maple Heights off. But right now, it's just kind of that 1-2 finish every year. So he's obviously looking to for a lot of these younger guys to maybe, you know, fill in the cracks and kind of close the gap with Maple Heights over the next year or two.
Again, Tim Elkhorn with WEOL, Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram does a great job on the wrestling beat for the CT. We haven't talked a lot about the Lorain program this year, Sean. Is there a wrestler or two in that Titan program that really stands out for you?
Well, the two that I kind of mentioned in the video that really have been getting the job done all this season and have in seasons past are Khalil Brown and Sean Petty Jr. I think they're the two of their senior leaders on the team. Khalil Brown won the championship this weekend, the Lake Erie League Championship at 132 pounds. Sean Petty won it at 170 pounds. Those guys have been, you know, pretty spot on most of their careers. They've been getting the job done. Khalil Brown has been ranked in the state most of this season. Sean Petty's kind of, he should be ranked in the state, in my opinion. He's one of the more solid performers as well. And a couple other guys that won titles for Lorraine this weekend were Blake Bartlemay at 113 pounds and Cameron Seymour at 220. Bartlemay, his brother came through and was a really good wrestler, and Blake's been a good wrestler and I think a good soccer player too for Lorraine. Cameron Seymour is kind of a newer performer for me as far as top level performance goes. So, and it's nice because he's up in that top part of the lineup. He's at 220 pounds. Their heavyweight Santana Sanchez, who I've been watching, has done well. He finishes runner up there. So they've got kind of the opposite problem, but they've got some pretty good guys up there in that top end of the lineup. So that's nice to see. You always like to see that because a lot of these coaches are like Mark Mose and Eric, and these guys are usually a little bit, they're not the big heavy guys. They're smaller guys, so they're down there usually training and wrestling with the smaller guys. It's hard to get some of these big studs, you know, like JD McCardo from Clearview, Matt Lee from Amherst, and stuff like that. So you got to have coaches that have very specific coaching ability to train some of these guys that are weighing about 280 pounds.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a quick time out. When we come back, as promised, Josh Lowe from InterMatWrestle.com is going to join us. You're going to love this guy. You name it, he knows about it in the state of Ohio as far as the wrestling scene is concerned. So stay with us. It's the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you each and every Thursday night right here on WEOL on your phone with that WEOL mobile app. And don't forget, you can get on your laptop or get on your desktop and dial it in online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to our Thursday night edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone with the WEOL mobile app. You can listen online at WEOL.com. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram. Glad you've dialed in for some wrestling coverage here on AM 930 WEOL, and as we promised before the break, certainly one of the experts, if not the expert in the state of Ohio as far as the statewide wrestling scene is concerned, is Josh Lowe. Josh from InterMatWrestle.com, and he joins us tonight on our weekly wrestling recap to talk about the wrestling scene. Tournament time right around the corner. Josh, great to have you on WEOL. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us.
The pleasure is mine.
Josh, I guess we'll kick it off with this weekend's action. Probably in the 6 years the team tournament, the OHSA dual team tournament has been going, probably one of the more exciting lineups for Division One, with Graham making that move up, and you have several, I think more than half the field is nationally ranked or has been nationally ranked as far as these teams. Obviously, Leary is one of them. They were nationally ranked, I think, at the beginning of the season. But
that is correct.
Yeah,
I would say if you look at the Division One field, it is the deepest D1 field we've had overall, with six excellent teams in the field, and many of them very excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, five of the teams are nationally ranked. Graham is currently ranked fifth. St. Edward is currently ranked eighth. LaSalle is currently ranked 12th. Brecksville is currently ranked 20th. And Massillon Perry is currently ranked 37th. Illyria was in the rankings at the beginning of the season, but some early struggles with the Iron Man and the Beast knocked them out. Obviously, now they have all their personnel and all cylinders and look to perform this weekend in a way that gets them closer to the rankings and possibly even in the rankings, and then build on that to the individual side of these state series.
I assume a win over LaSalle might be what it takes to get them up there, and how potentially likely do you see that happening?
Let's look at what LaSalle brings to the table. The reason why, despite being the third ranked team in Ohio, D1, they are the fourth seed, is many people perceive they either have three outright forfeits or three matches where they are going to give up almost like a forfeit.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, LaSalle has all year forfeited the 152 weight class. Between 160 and 170, they're either going to forfeit one or basically give away the match, depending on how they manage their state qualifier at 160, 170. And then in the lower half of the lineup, there's one weight class that's either going to be an outright forfeit or they're going to throw a backup in between like 32, 38, and 45. One of those three weights will be that type of situation. However, what Elyria brings to the table is with the other 11 spots, 10 of those kids could end up in the state tournament. I'd say 8 at a minimum end up in the state tournament. So they are loaded.
And do you think, I mean, if you work it out in your head and look at the matchups, is Elyria a favorite, an underdog, or is it kind of a coin flip?
I would say Elyria is an underdog. If you look at, here's the first and foremost. Obviously, LaSalle is going to give away three matches. Conversely, if you look at the back four weights of the lineup, based on the way LaSalle lines up and the way Elyria kind of doesn't line up, they're going to win those four matches probably with bonus. Then if you look at the other matches in the duel, each team's probably going to win two additional matches easily, at least on paper. You look at LaSalle, they have a 106-pounder, Dustin North, cadet freestyle All-American, junior high state champ, projected to finish top four. And then between 138 and 145, they're going to have a nationally ranked kid in Alon Hood, who's a sophomore, place at the Ironman. If you look at Elyria's lineup, at 120, they have Brendan Fenton, two-time state champion, even though he's going to face a returning state qualifier in Antoine Allen. That is a matchup Elyria should easily win. And then you look at 126, you're going to have Mick Burnett, who's facing a freshman who's not bad, but Mick Burnett should win as well. And then basically that's five matches for Elyria, six matches for LaSalle. Then you're looking at the other three matches that are kind of other three matchups that are kind of key in this dual meet. At 113 pounds, you have the top two kids in Division One with Lucas Bird for Cincinnati LaSalle, two-time state medalist, facing Dylan Shaver, who's a returning state medalist. Bird outplaced Shaver at the Walsh Ironman at the beginning of the season. Then you look between 132 and 138, LaSalle has a freshman, Darnay Hood, who is Alon Hood's younger brother. Depending on the flip, depending on how they line it up, he may end up facing Elyria state qualifier Matt Zuckerman, two-time state qualifier, instead of facing Josh Breeding. Breeding obviously would win that match if they can get to Hurd Zuckerman. That's kind of a swing match. And then the other potential swing in the dual meet is the likely Trey Sizemore, two-time state qualifier for LaSalle, facing freshman from Elyria junior high state champ Jake Evans. So for Elyria to win the dual meet, they will probably need to win two, if not three, of those last matches I mentioned. I personally would not project that to happen in the right fashion. So a win for Elyria in this first-round dual meet on Sunday would be an upset.
Again, we're talking with Josh Lowe. Josh from intermatwrestle.com. Boy, great to have him on WEOL tonight, talking about Elyria taking part in the OHSAA Division I dual team state tournament this weekend at St. John Arena in Columbus. Josh, we've only got a couple of minutes left. I know you could go on. I mean, wow, the wealth of knowledge. But as Sean and I have done this show throughout the year, some of the big names in Lorain County that have certainly stood out for Amherst, Matt Lee, Midview, Trevor Began over at Firelands, Peyton Bergdorf, Sean Lipscomb, Keystone, Justin Oakletree, David McCullough. Tournament time right around the corner. I know we're not quite there yet, but of those Lorain County guys, one or two that kind of stand out for you as far as projecting ahead?
If you look ahead, Matt Lee, I have currently as the second-ranked heavyweight in Division One to Wadsworth Jordan Ernest. Unist outplaced Matt Lee at the state tournament last year. I think Unist, in fact, beat Lee in a consolation semifinal bout. However, Matt Lee has been locked in all season. A lot of pins, only one loss, and that one loss was to a kid who is not nationally ranked, but he does have a pin over a kid who is nationally ranked from Michigan, the loss to as a kid from PA. So he's going to be in the close hunt for a state title. And then you look at Peyton Bergdorf from Firelands. Even though you have the number one kid in the country at 106 in his Division II weight class, Bergdorf is a kid who could easily end up either in a semifinal against Decatur or wrestling opposite of Decatur on that Saturday night on the second week of March.
Wow, good stuff. We only got about a minute or so left. Sean, anything you want to close out with? We could talk to Josh all night long. This is great information.
No, if Josh knows the areas of Ohio, just wondering, in my opinion, Lorain County wrestling has really upped its game over the course of the last decade. Just your thoughts on this area and what it's – is it the way you see it too, that the wrestling's got much stronger over the last few years here?
I would say to some extent that is accurate. A lot of that is obviously due to as Elyria has emerged into being a nationally relevant program. They've provided a boost to the county just by merely being themselves. And then obviously with the Burnett-trained infrastructure, everyone else has kind of had a residual benefit to that.
Good stuff. Josh, I know you've done this for a few years with us now, once a year or so. Man, it's just awesome, awesome information about the wrestling scene, not only in our area, but as you just described, throughout the state. We appreciate you spending a few moments with us and look forward to doing this again in the future.
Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Thanks, Josh.
All right, thanks, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Josh Lowe from intermatwrestle.com. Again, the encyclopedia as far as Ohio wrestling is concerned. It was interesting to kind of see where he projects Elyria this weekend in the duels and then kind of looking down the road a little bit.
I said, it's fun to just listen to him, but you should actually just see him in action. You go down to that state tournament, and I've told people before, he can sit there in the middle, and they have 10 mats down there in the state tournament, 10 mats going in action, and he can be looking down at one end, and you can ask him, what's happening at the other end? And he can tell you exactly what's happening without even looking down there, how they scored, where the score's at, and how it got to that point in the match. It's incredible. The guy just... He's involved it's when amazing. It comes to wrestling. It's really amazing.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left to close things out. I know we've got conference tournaments again this weekend, correct?
Yeah, there's a couple conference tournaments. Obviously, the biggest one involving Lorain County Schools is going to be this weekend out at Brooklyn High School. That's the Patriot Athletic Conference. We have Black River, Brookside, Clearview, Columbia, Firelands, Keystone, Oberlin, and Wellington, all Lorain County teams battling for that PAC title. Elyria Catholic's going to be competing in their Great Lakes Conference tournament. That's going to be at Parma High. Both those tournaments are on Saturday. And also on Saturday is going to be Midview. They're going to compete out at the Springfield Duels, another one of those duels tournaments out at Holland Springfield. And then obviously the only action on Sunday will be Elyria down at St. John Arena in Columbus competing in that OHSA Division I dual team state tournament.
All right, best of luck, Pioneers. I assume you're going to be busy this weekend.
I will definitely be down there for that, checking that out. And as far as that, and then I'll probably be at the PAC conference on Saturday. So yeah, I'm going to be moving around, talking to a few guys, and seeing what's going on in the mats.
So much for that weekend off. Right?
Yeah, no weekends off during the rest of the season.
I hear that. I know it. All right, man, it was a good show. Again, great big thank you to Josh Lowe from intermatwrestle.com. Check him out on the internet, man. Great, great stuff. Sean Bennett, great to see you again. Always good to hook up on a Thursday.
Great to see all of you, you know, for the radio.
Again, thanks to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty for sponsoring this Thursday Wrestling Recap. Glad to bring it to you on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with that WEOL mobile app. And, of course, you can listen online each and every Thursday night on WEOL.com.